Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And why do I say it's a great week when obviously the week has already begun? Well, it's a great week because this is National Police Week. Yes, it has been so designated. There is a Congressman Cole in of the GOP has said that over the hearing that commenced today, said today's hearing falls the beginning of National Police Week. Each year, the nation sets aside this time to show special appreciation for law enforcement personnel at all levels. And two Republican subcommittee chairmen on the House Homeland Security Committee are holding a joint hearing to examine the state of American law enforcement. That's GOP Representatives August Pfluger of Texas and Anthony D'Esposito of New York. They're holding that joint hearing between their subcommittees, taking a look at the crime crisis, which is also a law enforcement crisis. And we have the opportunity to have an expert on that issue joining us. Ian T. Adams is an assistant professor in the Department of Criminology and Criminal Justice at the University of South Carolina. His applied research agenda lays at the nexus of policing and policy evaluation with a specific interest in policy and frontline policing. Professor Adams, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Mike. And I only make my little brother call me professor, so Ian is fine.
Okay, Ian, it will be. Right now, people are very aware of the crime crisis. They're very aware of, all of the incidents across the country. It's not just mass shootings. It has to do with drug addiction and over 100,000 overdoses. Is a lot of this have to do with the police resources being stretched too thin?
Well, we certainly have a long history of research that closely links the two. So it's not controversial to say that the number of officers we have in communities is directly correlated with the amount of crime that we see. And the more officers that we have, making sure that we're using them in the right way. But when we have more officers, we typically expect crime levels will fall.
And so the question is, why do we have fewer officers today? Why are there so many places like Chicago? I think it's an issue in Philadelphia, which is having its mayoral primary election today. It's an issue around the country. Why are the ranks of blue in the police departments in many big cities across the country finding it difficult to recruit and then retain personnel?
Yeah, well, let me point you to a couple things that me and my co-authors have sort of looked at, or and other scholars in this area sort of recognize is going on. The first is that we're in the middle of, or the very beginning stages of, a retirement wave that really springs from then Senator Joe Biden's 1994 crime bill, which set aside a lot of money to hire 100,000 officers in the country between 1996 and 2000. Well, you jump forward 20 to 30 years, and those 100,000 officers who represent our most experienced police officers in the country are now beginning to retire in the same wave fashion that they came in on. And so we have a sort of a brain drain going on at the top levels of experience. But then in our most recent research, we look at 14 large, diverse agencies across the U.S. and try to understand what's going on with retention specifically in the post-George Floyd moment. So sort of if anything has shifted since about mid-year 2020. And what we find is the vast majority of agencies are struggling with more and more officers leaving mid-career before they ever reach retirement age. And so you have two prongs there that are sort of contributing to that crisis. And then, of course, as I'm sure you've read in a lot of different places, we have a recruitment problem as well, as fewer and fewer officers or fewer and fewer Americans are willing to come in to that profession. And so it's sort of the staffing levels in all three areas are kind of getting hit at the same time, which is, I think, contributing to the problem.
In your analysis, is there a connection between the difficulties we have in recruiting for our military, where the situation, particularly for the Army, I know, but for the other services as well, is critical and horrible right now? They can't find enough qualified people. Do you have the same kind of problem in law enforcement?
Yeah, I'm certainly not a military expert, so I don't want to hold myself out as one. But that seems to describe a lot of what's going on in law enforcement, and I should add, public service generally. So a lot of different public service sectors are reporting differing levels, but all sort of pressure in that direction. So in the our research specifically is looking at the sort of mid-career officers, those with who have not yet reached retirement age, but have, started out of field training and are on their own. And, you know, for example, in one agency, we found just in the 6 months after the Floyd protests began, so we're looking at about June through December 2020, one of the agencies we looked at saw a resignation spike 280% higher than would normally be expected. So these aren't small numbers. Some of the agencies in our study have lost as much as 16%
wow.
excess in addition to their normal turnover rates. So if you assume sort of as 8 to 10% normal turnover rate and you add 16% on that, you're looking at losing about a quarter of your force just in that sort of post-2020 period.
A couple of months ago in Wall Street Journal, the former Attorney General Bill Barr talked about the rise of crime, and he said the primary problem is a tiny fraction of the population. He says, I estimate roughly 1%, but that 1% is responsible for between half and two-thirds of predatory violent crime. Each of these offenders can be expected to commit scores, even hundreds of crimes a year, frequently while on bail, probation, or parole. Is this part of the problem we see with the crime rates ascending?
Well, I think what you're pointing to is just how complex this problem can be. It's, well accepted within the study of crime that crime is concentrated in places, it's concentrated in time, and the argument that Mr. Barr is making there is that it's concentrated in at the offender level as well. So you have sort of the typical criminological theories about why crime is occurring. But then you also have this policing supply piece of it. You have to have qualified officers and you have to have good police officers in order to get good policing. And that level of staffing is intimately connected to crime levels in our community, especially violent crime. And so we're going to have a multi-pronged approach at the policy level in order to get this under control.
Let us only hope that with your advice and participation, Ian Adams, that we can make progress in that direction. We'll post information about your work. We will be right back with more people investigating criminal activities as part of the Durham report. Is that the big news that it's made out to be? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MedVed. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MedVed at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Your daily dose of debate.
Give me more.
The Michael Medved Show.
And yesterday we mentioned on the air, as the news broke, that, as they said in a headline in the New York Times later, a man with a bat hurts two aides at lawmakers' Virginia office. A man armed with a baseball bat and demanding to see Representative Gerald Conley, Democrat of Virginia, attacked and injured two staff aides in a rampage inside the congressman's Fairfax, Virginia office, the latest episode in a surge of political violence across the country. The perpetrator was Juan Ca Tran Pham, 49, of Fairfax, Virginia. He was a constituent of the congressman. Police said they had not yet identified a motive. Well, there's some information about a potential explanation of the crime when you actually just read this article. The assailant walked into Mr. Conley's office after 10 a.m. with what appeared to be a metal baseball bat and struck two staff members in the upper body. Both staff members were conscious when the police arrived about 5 minutes after a 911 call. Mr. Conley said in a statement that the individual had committed an act of extreme violence and that the two aides had been taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. My district office staff made themselves available to constituents and members of the public every day. Mr. Conley said, he's the congressman, the thought that someone would take advantage of my staff's accessibility to commit an act of violence is unconscionable and devastating. I think that's true regardless of what party you are. Mr. Conley told CNN that the attacker struck one of his senior aides in her head with a metal bat and hit the intern on her first day on the job in the side. Both hospitalized, but apparently okay. In Monday's attack, the assailant caused substantial damage to Mr. Conley's office as well, shattering glass in a conference room and breaking up computers using the metal bat. Mr. Pham was taken into custody within 5 minutes of police arriving on the scene. Last year, Mr. Pham filed a federal lawsuit in Virginia against the CIA, alleging that the agency had imprisoned him for decades in a, quote, lower perspective based on physics called the book world, unquote. He demanded $29 million in compensation. The lawsuit, which was written out by hand, claimed the CIA was brutally torturing him with the degenerative disability from the fourth dimension. In other words, this individual is insane. I mean, it's that old problem of mental illness that we refuse to take seriously, which is also part of that subway case in New York, why you have so much sympathy for Daniel Penny, who was trying to deal with someone with chronic mental illness and repeated criminal activity, and basically to protect other people in the subway from that kind of attack. The idea that all of this is going on, and now we have the revelation of the Durham report. Is there a connection to mental illness here? Well, I don't know if you call it mental illness, but Andrew McCabe, who is a former deputy director of the FBI, is, of course, very defensive about the FBI and doesn't want to accept the blame that the Durham report places upon the FBI, apparently having jumped to all kinds of conclusions concerning the investigation of Trump and potential collusion with Russia. This is Andrew McCabe talking about his negative view of the Durham report. Listen, this clip too.
Because John Durham has failed to come up with anything new. Most of the report, the parts that I've been able to read in the last few hours, are a regurgitation of findings that were made by the Inspector General. Their attempt to justify two failed prosecutions that he brought against Igor Danchenko and Michael Sussman. There is nothing new here. And what he does present in the report, though, I will give him credit for this, he's entirely consistent with the prejudging of this investigation that he communicated, a month or so into starting it. We knew from the very beginning exactly what John Durham was going to conclude, and that's what we saw today. We knew from the very beginning this was never a legitimate investigation. This was a political errand to exact some sort of retribution on Donald Trump's perceived enemies in the FBI. That's what Mr. Durham has done.
And by the way, what's interesting to think about is the Mueller investigation. The Mueller investigation lasted about 2 years. This one has lasted twice as long, 4 years, with no indictments or guilty pleas. They had both from the Mueller investigation. Andrew McCabe went on about his disagreement with the Durham report. This is clip 16.
Yeah, I vehemently disagree with Mr. Durham's characterizations of what we did in the report. And it's very simple. He betrays a deep misunderstanding of not only what we knew at the time, but how we make these decisions. I think it's incredibly important for people to understand what we were seeing then. And it was basically this, Anderson. We'd known for over a year that the Russians had been attacking us in cyberspace, specifically at political institutions and government institutions. We knew in the beginning of 2016 that they had turned those attacks on the Democratic National Committee, and they had stolen and exfiltrated a large amount of information from the DNC.
Okay, and Jake Tapper on CNN actually has a much more positive view of the Durham report and of its conclusions than Andrew McCabe. This is clip 5.
Regardless, the report is now here. It has dropped, and it might not have produced everything of what some Republicans hoped for. It is, regardless, devastating to the FBI, and to a degree it does exonerate Donald Trump.
Okay, the exoneration of Donald Trump involves not in some of the many, many other charges against him and nothing to do with Ukraine, but does have to do with exonerating Donald Trump in terms of the idea of collusion, active collusion by members of his campaign with Russians who were involved in trying to influence the U.S. election. James Carville had a negative view of Attorney Durham. And very negative. We will get to that. And also a city threatening a Christian group with a fine and prosecution for providing homeless people with muffins and coffee. We will get to that horror as well on the MedVid Show.
Are you always tired with low energy? Do you suffer from indigestion issues and can't eat food you enjoy? Try Balance 7. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED to get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guarantee.
The Michael Medved Show.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is warning of a potential stock market crash and widespread suffering if Congress fails to raise the debt ceiling by June.
A U.S. default would generate an economic and financial catastrophe.
She said payments from the federal government would likely go unpaid. At the White House this afternoon, President Biden and congressional leaders sat down to discuss raising the debt limit. After the meeting, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said both sides are still very far apart.
President Biden is canceling his trip to Australia and Papua New Guinea due to the debt crisis. Parents in New York City are upset that Mayor Eric Adams is turning school gyms into housing for migrants. Adams says there's no more room at shelters, and he's trying to accommodate the increasing numbers of migrants flooding into his city. But parents say the problem is not solved by putting students at risk. John Schaefer, USA News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You have to calm down first.
This
are you calm?
Is the Michael Medved Show.
And usually, speaking about calming down, when you hear about governmental conflicts that turn up with organized religion, it's the federal government that is most often involved, not local governments. But here is a story where the federal government has aligned itself with a religious group in a battle with a city in California, Santa Ana. Reason Magazine reports the U.S. Department of Justice is intervening on behalf of a Christian charitable group in Orange County that has been threatened with fines and even criminal penalties for using their property to hand out snacks and coffee to the homeless. The DOJ filed a statement of interest in a lawsuit filed by Micah's Way against the city of Santa Ana, California, arguing that the city's crackdown on their snack service violates federal laws protecting not homeless people, but protecting religious activity from discriminatory local land use regulations. Since 2005, Micah's Way has operated a resource center where volunteers help connect their poor and homeless clients with birth certificates, ID cards, clothing, bus passes, and other services. Okay, very nice. According to a January complaint filed by the group, they also offer the people who come to the resource center to get their birth certificates and ID cards and clothing. The people who come there get muffins, pastries, fruit, plus hot coffee. Micah's Way claims their charitable activities continued without issue for over 15 years. Things changed in 2020 when the group moved its operations outside as a pandemic precaution. That same year, a needle exchange opened up two doors down. Well, how lovely. So you can get your shots of methamphetamines or heroin or whatever you're shooting. You can get them right along with your morning muffins and pastries and fruit and coffee. The lawsuit claims that the influx of people using the needle exchange led to a number of troublesome incidents, including trespassing, loitering, drug use, public defecation, and that Micah's Way was partially blamed due to guilt by association. Well, if you're drawing people there, aren't you, by definition, involved? The incident sparked complaints from neighbors, including Santa Ana's then-mayor, Vicente Sarmiento, who lived near the resource center, according to the complaint. The citation they received from the city of Santa Ana demanded that the group obtain a certificate of occupancy at their resource center or else cease all operations there. When the group applied for the needed certificate, they were denied twice in January and June of 2022 on the grounds that it was engaged in food distribution, which wasn't allowed by their property's professional district zoning. A June letter from the city said that if Micah's Way continued operating its resource center without a certificate of occupancy, the city would take all appropriate action against the group, including administrative fines, criminal prosecution, and or remedies such as injunctions and penalties. In January 2023, the city refused to issue a group certificate of occupancy. Okay, to slow this down, this is all unresolved right now, but the federal government jumped in, big-footed into this dispute, not favoring the city, which is trying to prevent people in a residential neighborhood from being plagued by a daily gathering of homeless people. This rang bells with me because before we moved to Seattle, and we moved in 1996, so it's a long time ago, we lived in Santa Monica, California, which was notorious because they offered a similar program in the Santa Monica City Council at the time. And the Santa Monica City Council had been largely taken over by a faction of the Democratic Party affiliated with Tom Hayden and Jane Fonda, who were residents, high-profile residents of Santa Monica. And they started, I think before any other city that I know of in Santa Monica, offering free lunch for homeless people. And the members of the city council would help to serve it, and they would get more and more and more people to come out to City Hall and to get free meals. Now, this was near parks, and then people moved closer to the parks. And this is part of what created this whole idea of Santa Monica as one big homeless shelter or encampment. Micah's Way has sued Santa Ana in U.S. District Court for the Central District of California in January of this year. Its lawsuit alleges the city is violating the Religious Land Use and Institutionalized Person Act, that 2000 law bars local governments from enforcing land use regulations that impose a substantial burden on religious exercise. What they are arguing is that the giving the food and the services to homeless people is part of their faith. They are doing this as an expression of religiosity, and this is a violation of the First Amendment of free exercise of religion. In March, Santa Ana filed a motion to dismiss Micah's Way lawsuit. The motion argues the group's provision of snacks is a very small part of its overall activities. Therefore, the city's demand that the snack service stop isn't serious enough to of a burden to trigger protection of religious expression. quote, simply providing small snack food items such as a cup of coffee and a muffin to individuals that obtain other services of the property is a minor activity, reads the city motions to dismiss. Any curtailment or limitation on such a minor activity is a mere inconvenience and cannot substantially be a substantial burden. Okay, how is this going to turn out? The charitable missions of churches and nonprofits often don't neatly fit within zoning codes that sort all human activity into neat little boxes. But the idea of using the law to try to prevent major invasions of homeless individuals, and they certainly have that in California. And it just seems to me it's extraordinary that as good neighbors, and I am sure that these well-meaning people at Micah's Way, I'm partial to them. We have a grandson, Micah. And yes, we honor the prophet Micah and how lovely they want people to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with the Lord your God. All of that is appropriate. But does that really include a needle exchange and providing people facilities to continue the drug addiction, which is such a prominent part of our homeless landscape? And when you talk about that, well, that brings us back to the arguments about the Daniel Penny case and more, which we will get to coming up on the MedVet Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
Calm down for a minute. Do you understand how irrational you're sounding?
Because I'm not irrational.
You're not. Uh-huh.
No.
This is the Michael MedVet Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, but above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
On the Michael Medved Show, we spoke earlier about the outstanding column by William McGurn in the Wall Street Journal about the prosecution, which seems highly misguided, of Daniel Penny, who was basically restraining an extremely disturbed, excited, and threatening homeless individual on the subway in New York. And inadvertently, it would appear, held a chokehold too long, causing a tragic death, or a sad death. In February, prosecutors of the Jordan, who was actually the victim of the crime, Jordan Neely, prosecutors offered him a good no-prison deal after he assaulted, this is Jordan Neely, the victim who died, he assaulted a 67-year-old woman whose nose was broken and eye socket fractured in exchange for 15 months of treatment at a residence for homeless men. He skipped out after 2 weeks and another arrest warrant was issued. It's certainly true, writes William McGurn, that Mr. Penny, the Marine vet who held him in a chokehold, knew nothing of this history when he confronted Neely, but he also didn't know if Neely was armed with a knife or other weapon. Above all, he didn't know the district attorney would abuse his discretion to make Mr. Penny the scapegoat for the city's institutional failures. It isn't Mr. Penny's fault that Neely was out threatening commuters instead of in treatment. Meanwhile, the national attention is making the Manhattan District Attorney the public face of lawlessness and violence on America's city streets. Mr. Bragg may yet find he is as much on trial as Mr. Penny. One of the people, along with Kid Rock, who has donated, I believe he donated $5,000 to the defense fund, the defense fund for Daniel Penny has also gotten the support from Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, who had this to say about the case. Clip 14.
Well, look, as a vet, vets look out for other vets. And what we can't have in our society is inmates running the asylum. And what you saw on the subway, you saw a guy that was very dangerous. He was putting people in harm's way. He was boasting that he may do harm. And I think to be able to step in as a good Samaritan and protect people, I think that that's something that was the right thing to do. And I don't think he should be prosecuted. I think you have a prosecutor there that sides with the criminal element over law-abiding citizens. And when people have the temerity to fight back against the criminal element...
Okay, of course, he's the same prosecutor who gained a certain amount of notoriety, some acclaim, because he arranged the indictment of Donald Trump on the hush money charges involving Karen McDougal and Stormy Daniels. The Scarborough, Joe Scarborough, Morning Joe, I think had a very good warning that is appropriate. For people who are counting out candidacy of Ron DeSantis, a couple of things. First of all, there was a terrific editorial in the Wall Street Journal that just listed the legislative record of Ron DeSantis as governor of Florida, and it's very impressive. You can't read that and not think, wow, this guy has done a lot. And then Scarborough warned the mainstream media against prematurely saying DeSantis is done, he can't win. Here is what Scarborough had to say in perspective on that. This is clip 7.
So Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis were in Iowa this past weekend. And of course, the press has been saying it's over for DeSantis. I'm not so sure. I just offer a warning to everybody in the press that's saying Ron DeSantis is done. There's no way he can win. I'm not so sure. Because at the end of the day, as DeSantis said, Republicans have a culture of losing right now that's wrapped around Donald Trump. And would they really want to try to, quote, own the libs more than start winning elections again? I'm not sure. And there are a set of polls that came out from Public Opinion Strategies. It's really one of the most respected Republican pollsters, and they're not taking sides in this race. But they have some fascinating primary, fascinating polls.
Okay, and again, some of those polls do indicate that there is a weariness with questions like, do we really want to spend another 4 years talking about the Durham report? Or maybe another... two more years talking about the election, disputed election of 2020, and who actually won the election. Do we want that level of controversy and rancor and misunderstanding? And that's the appeal of this piece by Doug Schoen. We'll have to talk to him about it. And Andrew Stein. Andrew Stein's a former city council member in New York City. They're both Democrats in background. And they believe that to win the election, the Democrats need to replace Biden with Michelle Obama. Well, there is another leading lady. A leading lady who was featured in one of the most famous operas. In fact, the most performed grand opera there is an opera called Carmen. It's written in French, and it takes place in Spain, and it's 19th century. But I believe Carmen premiered in 1878, something like that. But the new movie, Carmen's an undocumented immigrant. No, really. The movie Carmen, critically acclaimed. Does it deserve it? Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Based on the most popular grand opera of all history, there's a complete reimagining of Carmen that tells the story through what's called an experimental dreamscape. The name of the film? Of course, it's Carmen. Now playing in select theaters.
My name is Carmen.
Carmen.
They're going to find us. You know that, right? You belong here.
Yeah, mi corazón.
Two charismatic young stars provide this muddled mess with his only strong points as they try to crash through America's southern border illegally and find refuge in another worldly school of music and dance. The original score, some of which is sung in French like the opera, is deeply annoying and best described as choral shrieking rather than singing. And the elaborate dance numbers feel more like interruptions than inspirations. Rated R for some extreme and graphic brutality, 1.5 stars for Carmen that combines indulgence with incoherence. And it's a shame that it wastes the talents of a very gifted Irish actor, 27 years old, who plays a returning Afghan veteran who ends up being involved with crime and human trafficking at the border. A very, very missable film. Speaking of a missable film, what you can't miss is that the religious landscape in America is undergoing massive change, and that could decide the 2024 election. How and why? We will show you how and why next time on the Michael Medved Show. And you heard President Trump, he repeated it again. He said it on his town hall in New Hampshire. He could end the Ukraine war, he says, in 24 hours. How would he do that? Actually, how would John Bolton do that? The former UN ambassador, national security advisor to President Trump, talking about what's ahead with the conflict in Ukraine. And what's ahead with fentanyl is it continues to kill people. And can kill people needlessly, particularly because there is now marijuana that is laced with fentanyl that is traveling all across the United States, and it's particularly prominent here in Seattle. Doctors are warning about this particular drug cocktail, and there's also a headline that says, "Rural America dreams of secession." Not all of it, right? Well, what part of rural America? There's a very specific part, and what are they seceding from, and where are they hoping to secede to? We will talk about all of that, and also about two Americans and one Japanese who were intimately involved with America's agonizing decision about dropping the atom bomb. That and more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.